Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Friday's X-Chasers podcast. This is the little podcast as we look ahead to the weekend's matches with the usual crew. Myself, I'm Tim, JB and Phil.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Right, then, you ready to look ahead? It's international rugby we're looking at this weekend. The Autumn Internationals got underway last weekend and get underway in force this coming weekend. So it's normal rules apply. It's 1 point if you go with the bookie's favourite and correctly identify the winner. 2 points if you go with the underdog and correctly identify them as the winner. You can play a joker for double points on any game. Before we get into this weekend's matches, let's just review where we are with the prediction league, Phil, as it stands. Because early in the season, JB took a storming lead.
Yeah, after week two, Jay was 2 points ahead. But things changed slightly in week three, where Jay got 4 out of the 6 matches wrong and went from first into last place with 6 points.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I'm in second with 10, and Tim, you're in first with 12.
So this weekend's matches, we've got some which it's going to be pretty easy to pick, and some really tasty, interesting games as well in the international. So I'll just run through the matches. Italy, Australia, England, Argentina, Scotland, Japan, Wales, South Africa, Ireland, Samoa, France, New Zealand. All taking place on Saturday. Let's kick off in Rome. Italy hosting Australia.
Australia win for me.
I've got to go on Australia win.
Australia win.
Not that one then. We're all going Australia. Yeah. But no jokers being played.
No.
England-Argentina at Twickenham. I'm really disappointed that Juan Martín Fernández Lobbe is not going to be playing.
Why is he not playing?
He's picked up a knock. And he's not going to be playing. Leguizamon's going to be captain for Argentina.
Leguizamon's class, though.
He is a class player. But I would say, if you were picking a World 15, I'd put Fernández Lobbe in my back row for a World 15.
Wow, that's big statement. He's superb. Awesome. He's awesome. And Argentina lost their coach at the end of the Rugby Championship. Santiago Filan.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
But they do love coming to Twickenham and causing an upset. Remember, they beat England in that horrible purple kit a few years ago that basically spelled the end for whatever coach it was at the time.
Yeah. Was it Robinson? Was it Ashton?
Yeah, it might have been Robinson, actually. Yeah, it was Andy Robinson.
Robinson. I'm going to have to back England.
Yeah, I'm going to go England.
Argentina.
Wow, Maverick.
I just think Argentina overdue a win. I wasn't impressed with anything I saw from England. There you go.
Excellent.
They didn't get a victory, but you could argue Argentina are battle-hardened from the Rugby Championship.
Yeah.
But they didn't manage to beat Australia team.
But it was...
Mind you, that was Wayne Barnesgate. It was horrendous to watch.
The match in Argentina was. The match in Australia, they only lost by... It was 1 or 2 points.
Because Wayne Barnes didn't let them scrimmage. Some strange decisions.
Scrum, that is the one interesting angle, actually. That'll be a real test for England.
What they do in the scrum, the Argentines, it's almost as if you shouldn't be able to do that. Against Australia, in my mind, it looked like the Australians were collapsing the scrum and then being lifted up off the floor by the Argentines.
No, you're not collapsing this strong. It's inhuman, isn't it? It's inhuman.
It's quite
phenomenal
incredible.
Strength. So that'll be a real test for England. But just at HQ...
England back's not great, and if England forwards get overpowered, they're in some serious difficulty.
I smell a joker coming on for the next game, Jay. Scotland, Japan.
Oh, yeah. Japan all the way. Joker on it.
Go on, Jay. Do it.
No.
Do it.
I'm going to back Scotland.
Yeah. Any jokers being played?
I think this will be closer than people give it credit four. I'm going to say Scotland as well. Yeah. But
what on earth makes you think this will be close?
Japan have beaten Fiji and Canada and I think Tonga this year.
A teams?
No. They're genuine teams.
Really?
And they lost by 54 points to 6 against New Zealand at the weekend.
Yeah.
But
54.6 isn't bad.
A couple of years ago, New Zealand put that many on Scotland in Scotland, so I don't think this will be as bad as people think it will be.
Let's just remind JB of that result back in June as well. Japan 23, Wales 8.
That's another very good point.
Oh, when we sent the B team over, or whatever it was. Oh well.
Still have Bradley Davis, Lou Reed, Reese Gill, Dan Bigger.
Craig Mitchell.
Dan Bigger's English, I'm sure he is.
Liam Williams.
You had a reasonable team out.
Yeah, they shouldn't be losing to Japan, let's put it that way.
Not 23-8.
No. Or so, anything.
Maybe we are underrating Japan.
Yeah. I think that'll be a decent game. I still expect Scotland to win. But
comfortably.
It's nice to see that Scotland have finally found their level, though.
Right then. France, New Zealand.
France.
Wow.
Hear me now, believe me later.
New Zealand currently unbeaten in 2013.
Perfect.
Despite having played South Africa twice, Australia twice, Argentina twice.
Perfect.
Australia three times.
Right for the picking.
Bloody score.
I think this is...
And they beat... France toured to New Zealand this year and lost every match.
Don't worry about it, Phil. Do not worry about it.
I'm going to go New Zealand as well. And I think there's extra impetus being put on these games because teams realise that mentally you can gain an edge ahead of the World Cup. So I expect New Zealand to go at it and win again.
Can I play my joker on that, if JB's not going to?
Go for it.
So he's back in France anyway. Obviously, yeah, you're back in the underdog. We've gone with the bookies' favourites on every game, Phil. We are pretty boring like that. But
yeah, maybe not every game.
No, every game.
Mm. No, well, there's still two to go.
Still two to go. Okay, then. Ireland versus Samoa. This I'm so looking forward to.
Samoa.
Do you know what? I'd love to call Samoa.
I had 10 quid on Samoa to beat Wales in the Autumn Internationals last year at 8-1.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to go boring, go with the bookies' favourite and the home side, Ireland. Although this is the game I'm looking forward to most out of all of them.
No, I don't know what squad is available to Samoa because often they don't get released. But
yeah,
they've got their full complement.
They have some pretty... they have some pretty bad contracts, don't they, the Samoans? I feel that the clubs really take liberties with the Islanders.
It's because the central organisation and the central funding is, well, pretty much non-existent.
Is there any more frightening, intimidating a team to play than Samoa in world rugby? I mean, man for man, there are other teams that are better and you'd expect most of the top teams to come out victorious. But
imagine if Serbia got their act together, that'd be pretty terrifying.
that physical challenge that they represent is fearsome. But I expect Ireland to win. Are you going with Samoa then, JB?
I'm going to go with Ireland.
Rebo Direct last weekend, so all of the Irish players will have been rested. They'll be
absolutely
nicely massaged and recuperated
standard,
and fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas all the Islanders will have been playing in France and England.
Mm. And finally then... And I want to know what JB's got to say about this one. Wales versus South Africa.
Wow.
South Africa all the way.
I don't know. We're not great against...
This is a heart and head, isn't it? Let me just say, before you give your answer, Sean Edwards has said the current South African side are the best that they've had come to the British Isles since 2009.
No, he's just pandering to them.
Bit of gamesmanship.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, Jay. Don't let your fellow countrymen down.
Wales.
Yes. Joker?
Yeah.
Wow! He's just fallen into that trap. Phil's just reeled you in.
You wait, boys. You wait.
I'm going to go to South Africa and be boring and go for home wins in all the games.
Yeah, well, favourite wins in every one.
Favourite, sorry, not home wins. Yeah, favourites in every one.
Cocker, did you say your Joker?
No, I was letting, you know, as I'm top of the table, I was letting you gentlemen pick first, you know, being the gentleman that I am. So I'm going to go with, for my joker, Scotland are going to beat Japan, joker, seeing as you...
Japan.
I can't believe you played your joker on Wales, Jay.
Well,
it's a big call.
Tell you what, if it comes off, what a day.
South Africa are our favourites as well, yeah.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not going to be so boring. I feel bad. I'm going to join in the fun, and I'm going to go for... I'll just at least make it a bit more interesting. I'm going to go for England beating Australia as my award.
Beating Argentina as your joker.
As my joker, yeah.
Yeah.
I mentioned that Phil reeled you in, and actually, it just reminded me I'm going to play a little YouTube video, which has got nothing to do with rugby whatsoever.
Okay.
Right, check this out. So it's these guys that are big game fishing for marlin.
I love big game fishing.
Right. I love marlin. It's delicious.
And there you go. There's three guys in this boat. There's one guy in one of those big swivel chairs.
The boss.
There's the marlin being reeled in, jumping around.
Shouldn't be much of a problem here.
And he's jumped into the boat.
Oh, good lad. Isn't that the opposite of fishing?
And the guy's jumped out. So now they've got the dilemma. Do we deal with this massive fish that's
kill us,
or do we deal with the guy that we've left behind?
How is that a dilemma? Do we leave Tim in the water, Phil, or do we take a picture of this fish we've caught?
Anyway, which one were you right then? Were you the fish being reeled in, or are you the mug that's just jumped overboard, JB?
What kind of choice is that?
We're going to find out after this weekend's matches. So thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you again on the main podcast on Tuesday. The podcast, don't forget, don't take it from us. The Telegraph described as... What do they describe it as?
Energetic.
Convivial, whatever.
Energetic, well-informed, and pleasingly convivial.
Yeah.
I just want to Google what convivial means.
I always hope
it's
that'd
like
be
sociable.
I always thought I'd be in the Telegraph for privatising the NHS, but the podcast will do.
Subscribe and you can get the next one for free and delivered directly to you. Nice one for listening. In a bit.
Cheers, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win. And also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.